She is now ready for an interview with the doctor position that she saw in the paper, which was fee paid. Let's say that you do not have a doctor's position. You do not have the job order. Let's say you filled it 2 weeks ago, or let's say you filled it an hour before she walked in the door. You don't want her to know that. This is very important. It is an automatic turnoff. She thinks these people are just gypping you. I came in for the ad in the paper and they don't even have a job order. Well, whether you do or whether you don't, she is not going to know that. At that point, she wants to see the baby doctor, and you are going to do everything within your power to get her there. If you don't have a job order, pick up the telephone, dial your home phone number, or call a number where you know no one will answer. You're going to make a fake phone call, and you're going to ask for the doctor. You do not have to ask for him by name so that you don't get yourself in a ringer. This is where Hollywood and acting becomes a big part of this business. Just call and say, "Is the doctor in this morning? I have an applicant I'd like to talk with him about." You say, "This is Terry Neese at AA Personnel, and the reason I'm calling is I have a new applicant in this morning that is very interested in talking with you. Her name is Carol. She worked the last couple of years for a stock brokerage, and her typing is very good, around 50 words per minute accurately. She is married, looks exceptionally stable, and would like to come out and see you. Now, she does have two small children, but she does have babysitting arrangements for them." At that point, you stop talking, and he is talking on the other end. And he is saying that he is not going to see her because she has two small children. He does not want anyone with two small children. There is always one reason he won't see her, either the kids or she hasn't been on the job long enough. You have got to make this determination. You have got to be able to think ahead. Because if she is wanting something that is fee paid, and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is absolutely no way you can get her a fee paid position, then you've got to think ahead. Children, how many do you have? How old are they? And who takes care of them? Many times I will also create an aunt or an uncle or a grandmother or mother, someone in town who will take care of them in case they get sick, especially if they have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, or real young children who have to be in a nursery. I will say an aunt will take care of them if they are sick. If she has no relatives whatsoever, then I'm going to find her one so that I can tell the employer that her kids are all taken care of, and if there are any problems, if they are sick or anything like this, she does have an aunt or grandmother who can take care of them, so there is absolutely no babysitting problems. I came to work one day after looking at the ads in Sunday's paper, and every employment agency in town had a secretarial opening for $1,200 a month. This was 5 years ago, and $1,200 a month 5 years ago was a lot of money. But I was the only one in town that didn't have that job order. I placed a lady that day for $800 a month, and as she came in to tell me how excited she was, she slipped and made the comment that she had an interview that day for a $1,200 a month secretarial position. My ears shot up. I said, "Oh, really? Who was it with?" She said, "Transcon." I just kind of slipped right on into, "Oh, well, that's great. You know, I really think you'll enjoy your job where you are, and I hope things go real well for you." She made the comment, "Well, I think the other position, you know, $1,200 a month was a lot of money, but they wanted someone that took shorthand at $120 and typed 100. My next applicant after she left my office was someone who took shorthand at $140 and typed 100. I told this applicant, as I did not have anywhere to send her, that I had a $1,200 a month executive secretary position to send her to. She was so excited. She went home to sit by the telephone and wait for my phone call, as I would call her as soon as I had that interview scheduled. This was on a Monday. I didn't have time to solicit. Tuesday came. I didn't have time to solicit. She calls. "Terry, do you have my interview scheduled?" "No, I'm sorry, I don't." "He is out of town, but he will be back in tomorrow, and I'm almost positive I'll have your interview tomorrow. Be sure and give me a call around 9 in the morning." Wednesday comes. Terry doesn't have time to solicit. Wednesday afternoon comes. She calls. Applicant says, "Terry, do you have my interview scheduled?" Oh, I'm really sorry, but he's still out of town. He's supposed to be back in this evening, and I'll call you in the morning. Thursday comes. Terry doesn't have time to solicit. Thursday afternoon comes. My applicant calls in and she says, Terry, do you have an interview scheduled for me or not? Because if you do not, I'm going somewhere else. Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. I haven't had a chance to call you. You have an interview at 10 o'clock in the morning in my office. Be here about 9:30 and I'll go over all the details with you, but he will be here at 10 o'clock in my office to interview you. Okay, Terry decides she best get on the phone and do some soliciting. I pick up the white pages of the phone book. Not only is there a Transcon Freight Line, there's a Transcon Oil Company, there's a Transcon, four Transcons. I pick up the phone, I call Transcon Freight Lines. It's gotta be them. I say to the receptionist, I understand you have a $1,200 a month executive secretary opening. She puts me into a Mr. Highfield. Mr. Highfield answers the phone, Guy Highfield. I said, Mr. Highfield, this is Terry Neese with AA Personnel, and I have an excellent applicant to send you as I hear you have an executive secretary position open. He says, what makes you so good? I've called every agency in town, and nobody can find me anyone. I say, well, I'm sorry, but you didn't call the best agency in town. I have the best people. I have a girl I'd like to have there at 10 o'clock in the morning. Would you see her? He says, yes. Case in point, she was hired at $1,200 a month. To start to work Monday. I gambled. I won. Raise versus fee. Within a year, you're going to have probably $200 in raises with this company. I'm going to tell them that, even though I don't know that to be a fact. Sometimes this backfires on me. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't. So here goes. Many times I will pick up the phone in front of the applicant. And if I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they will no way pay the fee, I've worked with this company for years and it's company policy. I will dial my home phone number, another access row here. I'm going to talk to the employer and I'm going to do everything in my power to get him to pay the fee. Then I'm going to say, well, that sounds like a good deal, as I listen to him for quite a while. Let me approach Karen with that, and I'll get back to you in just a few minutes. I look at Karen and say, he wants you so badly. I honestly think if you don't go to work for him, he is going to be sick. Make her feel that she is great. He is so afraid you won't go to work because of your fee. And as he said, I have paid fees before, but I've been burned. The people have stayed maybe 3 to 6 months and ended up pregnant or husband transferred, and I've lost the company a lot of money. He told me that he could go one of two ways. He could pay your fee, but it would be a year and a half before you would have a raise. Or not pay the fee and get you as many raises as fast and as much as he could. I would say within 6 months you'll have $100 in raises. Well, that would be $1,200 per year. Your fee's only $700, so that would be the best way to go. Once again, investment for the future. There is no such thing as pending. The applicant either wants the job today, not tomorrow, and or the employer wants the girl today, not tomorrow. Let's say you sent girl to job and she loved it, but an offer was not made. Check back with the employer within an hour after the interview. If he says, well, I'd really like to see more people, and if I don't find anyone better than Betty, I'll hire her because I did like her. Fine, Mr. Employer, but I thought you were a busy man. The other applicants that I send you will not be nearly as qualified as Betty, so I won't waste your time unless someone comes in new. Next morning, call back. Mr. Employer, I truly don't want to put the pressure on, and Betty would kill me if she knew I was calling you, but she has another job offer from one of your competitors, and she really prefers your company. Let's put her on board so your competitor won't get this good gal. If he was going to hire her, he'll hire her now, and if he says, tell her to take the other job, he would have never hired her anyway. Always bite off a little more than you can chew. like a new car or a new home, clothes, etc. So you will need to work harder. You can do this, not in 8 hours a day. Of course, it depends on what your motivation needs are also. If you want lots of money, allow someone to make it for you. This is the way. You need a little luck, lots of drive, and initiative. And you must manipulate people 24 hours a day. Also, another real good point here is if they are talking to you and they say, I want to know a little more about the job. Ruth, I would like to give you as much information as I possibly could, but right now I do have someone sitting across the desk from me, and I am not at liberty to give you a lot of information. So why don't you come on in? I've got you down at 11 o'clock. We'll spend about 30 minutes together, and I will give you all the information about the position that you need to know. See you around 11. Even if you don't have someone sitting across the desk from you, you do have someone sitting across the desk from you. This is one of your best ways to get applicants. My first example has been very effective for me. If I have a company that is not working with me and won't work with me and only hires through paper advertising, I will try to recruit their people away from them. After losing four or five good people, they might change their minds and hire from me. As I tell my companies, if you hire from me, I will leave your people alone. If not, well, I will call an oil company, and let's call the land department, and let's ask for the land secretary. A girl comes on the phone and she says, this is Betty. I'm going to say, Betty, I am with a new service here in town, and we are setting up free oil seminars. We would like very much to invite all the land secretaries in your company and also accounting, etc., to this seminar. If I gave you my name and an address, could you possibly get me the names of all the people in land and anyone else in the company which you think might be interested in coming to this free seminar? She may say, yes, let me go ahead and give you a couple of names. I'm going to say to her, gee, I hate to take up that much of your time because I know you are real busy. But could you maybe jot them down on a piece of paper for me? Just the people's names and maybe addresses if you have them. She will say to me, well, we have a handbook on all of our people in the company, so why don't I send you that? I'm going to say, wonderful. That's an excellent idea. And that will save you some time, too. That'll be great. Now, what I will do is take out a post office box number, and I will give her a phony name, and I will give her my post office box number. Then I have everyone's name that works for that company. I'm going to call and recruit every one of them out. Let's say when you're talking with a recruit, she stops you and says, now wait a minute. Where did you get my name and number? I'm going to do nothing but inflate her ego. I'm going to say, listen, I've been told by about four different people that you are the best secretary in the Oklahoma City area. I don't remember some of those people's names who told me you're the best, but I have been told you are the best. That's the reason I wanted to call you. Since you're good, you know what it takes to be a good secretary. That's my reason for calling you. How long have you been married? And write that on the application. You are single. Have you ever been divorced? How long have you been divorced? If they say to me, well, I am in the process, then I'm going to immediately become their judge and jury. They are either divorced and been divorced for a year, or they are still married, one of the two. It would be a very negative factor in their behalf if they go out on an interview and they start telling that person all about their personal problems. And believe me, it will happen because these people will go out and say, oh, I'm in the process of a divorce, my husband is driving me crazy, or my life is driving me crazy. And that is all the employer needs to hear because that person will not get hired. A good judgmental basis here is if he or she is going through a divorce, if that person has worked for the past year with no work history gap, then I will say, You are divorced, and you have been divorced for a year. I have just awarded you your divorce papers. You've been divorced for 1 year, and that is what I'm going to tell your employer. And you back me up on it. Then, after you get your divorce, you may tell your boss. He's not going to know the difference anyway. If it's been a while since this person has worked, 4 months, 6 months, a year, whatever, it makes no difference. That person is still going to be married. It would be a little harder to go to an employer and say, well, I'm divorced, but I haven't worked in 6 years. What have you been living on? If that person hasn't worked in quite a while, then that person is going to remain married. But they are never in the process. Be sure to tell that applicant, because she will go out and blow it for you. This is for a cold solicitation call, someone you have never contacted before. Maybe you got their name from the Yellow Pages, or you saw them when driving down the street. When you call the company, I always ask, who does your hiring for secretary office clerical work? She is going to give you that person's name, John Doe. May I speak with John, please? John, this is Terry Neese. I'm with AA Personnel. The reason I am calling is that I have a candidate that types around 50 words per minute, likes shorthand, some bookkeeping, has excellent job history background, is 25 years old, and is an absolutely gorgeous gal, has a great personality. Do you have anything that you would be able to fit her into today? The reason I put all of that in there together is that if he's got a secretarial position, she's got the skills. If he's got a bookkeeping position, she's got the skills. If he's got a receptionist position, she's got the skills. That way, I hit him with the whole scope of any type of opening that he might have so that she could fit it. At that point, he might say, no, I don't have a secretarial position. Well, is there anything that I might be able to help you with today? Let's say that the employer says, that girl sounds super. I want to see her. Can you have her over here in an hour? Certainly. Let me give her a phone call, and then I will call you right back. Hang up and panic first. Then, if you've got some fellow counselors, go to them and ask them if they have anyone that fits this description. They say no. You panic again. Then you go back to the phone, you call him, and you say, oh, John, I can't believe it. I just called Carol, and she just accepted a job with one of your competitors. Oh, is he mad. She just accepted a job with one of his competitors, and he lost out on seeing her. I'll tell you what, John, I've got someone who is very similar to her background, and if I say so myself, I think she may be better than Carol. I can have her over there within the hour. But before you do that, you call the other girl and you make sure that she can make the appointment this time. This time you are going to make sure that the one for real can go. That way you accomplish getting a job order and you have a girl out on the interview.